Patience is one of the most wonderful spiritual forces there is. Patience can make you victorious in every situation.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she concludes her teaching, Faith Receives by Patience. Learn how making patience a priority can make you victorious in every situation.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We're going to talk about patience. Say on, I want to talk about patience. Listen, patience is so powerful. You're not going to get far in the walk of faith without patience, because patience undergirds your faith and holds it steady until the answer comes. Patience is one of the most wonderful spiritual forces there is. Patience can make you victorious in every situation. Somebody talks ugly about you, patience says, I forgive. I'm not insulted. You know, the love of God should never be insulted. What should love do when somebody says something about you? Well, we forgive. Love forgives. Love bears up under anything. And everything that comes is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless. Love, undergirded with patience, works. Now listen, these are some things. We said some of these yesterday, but I'm going to go over again. Patience in the Amplified is that word is translated patience. In the King James, it's long suffering. And that's a good way to say it. It suffers. Patience takes a lot. And the force of patience, the God kind of patience, it just can forgive under anything and everything that comes. Patience is not insulted. Somebody does you wrong or says bad things about you, first of all, you want to think, are they true? If they're true, then you judge yourself and you change. If it's not true, then you forgive. You judge, you look at yourself, say, is it true? Nope, that's not true. I'm not doing that. Well, then you go free. Why should you ruin your day because somebody said something about you that wasn't true? We forgive. Amen. That's love. That's patience. Patience is an even temper. Forbearance. It's the quality that does not surrender to circumstances or succumb under trial. Patience will hold you steady in a test and a trial until the victory comes. So you have to have faith, believing God, undergirded with patience, and that's a winning thing. You won't quit. It speaks of steadfastness of soul under provocation. The New Living Translation in Proverbs 16:32 says, it is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. It means to gird up under pressure, persecution, distress. It means to suffer long, to remain steadfast, do whatever it takes to stay in love and obedience. That's weast. Steadfast patience. It's the opposite of being hasty and having a short temper. It includes the idea of forbearance and patient endurance of wrong under ill treatment. We don't have to be impatient. We can walk in love. Hallelujah. Love and patience work together. Love endures long and is patient and kind, not touchy, fretful, or resentful. That's our commandment. We walk in love. If you don't have patience, you're just not going to be able to walk in love because you won't forgive. You'll get mad. You'll fly off the handle. But love, the God kind of love in your heart, undergirded by the force of patience, you just put up with it. You forgive. What if somebody does you wrong, says bad about you, and you just get in a real fight over it? Well, you've taken it on now. Now your spirit's disturbed. Your words are disturbed. You're speaking love. You're speaking words out of love. So now you're opening the door to the devil to move into your life. But what if they said something about you that was wrong and you forgave. Somebody says, you know, so-and-so's saying this about you. They wrote a book about you. They said this. What do? You forgive. I forgive. I forgive. I walk in love. What did you do? You just went free. Hallelujah. So we don't have to be disturbed. It's the opposite of hastiness and short temper. Long-suffering, I read this yesterday, long-suffering is love on trial. James says this, the book of James 1:4, let patience have her perfect work that you be entire, wanting nothing. That's what faith, that's what patience does with your faith. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promise. So patience is powerful. Patience will undergird your faith and hold it steady. Keep your confession right. Keep your believing right. Keep you from giving up. Patience is a great force. James 1:4, let patience have her perfect work. What's the result? That you be entire, wanting nothing. Everything is right. Faith takes patience. Faith is not all, the answer is not always instant. Patience undergirds love, and patience undergirds faith. It helps love forbear. It helps faith not to faint or give up. Undergirds all the fruit of the Spirit. It is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the reborn Spirit. If you're born again, you have patience. You may not be yielding to it, but you have it. So straighten out and yield to it. If you're in despair over something somebody said about you, or maybe you're stirred up, they said something bad about you, now you're getting on the wrong side of the issue. Just say, I forgive them. You have the power to forgive. That's powerful. I forgive them. I'm not going to take that on. Lord, I love you. I believe you. I obey you. And love forbears. That means love is patient. Patience and love are inseparable. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Now, faith goes to work. Patience that does not succumb or give in to trial comes up and undergirds your faith. And by faith and patience, you inherit the promise. Here's the thing about believing God for something, whether it's your health, your finances, your family members being saved, or whatever. The most critical time in the faith process is when things are being set in motion. You know, you're believing for somebody's salvation. They may not make Jesus the Lord of their life in the next week, the next year, maybe not the next 5 years. But if you keep praying for them, they are going to come in. At least they'll have an opportunity. Now, they don't have to do it. They can go to hell if they want to. But you're creating the opportunity by your faith and patience for their salvation to come in. They'll have opportunity. They'll have opportunity. So when things are being set in motion, let's take finances. We believe we receive every bill paid and that we're out of debt. Well, you may keep getting those bills for some month. The pressure may stay on in the natural. But if you're believing God and you're standing on faith in the Word of God, things are happening. You have to know from God's Word that things are happening. What is that? That's faith. So things are being set in motion from the moment you release your faith, things are happening. Things are happening. Good things are happening for you. If it's a money thing, things are being set up. Things are improving. Things are there. You may not can see it yet. So here's the deal. Know that during this most critical time, when you release your faith and things begin to happen in the spirit realm, but you can't see it in the natural realm yet, that's the most critical faith time. That's the most critical time to stay in faith and patience. I mean, after you see things happen, it's much easier. After you see that first thing come into reality toward your deliverance, you know, it encourages you. You've got something to look at. Before that, you just have to look at the Word of God and say, I believed I've received the answer to this based on the Word of God, and I'm letting my patience work it out. Patience helps faith. Patience sees faith through until the end comes. So, know this, that the most critical time is when you've released your faith on the Word of God, but you can't see or hear in the natural any changes yet. That doesn't mean the change is not there. That doesn't mean the work's not going on. It's just that it hasn't touched the natural realm yet. But if you'll hold fast in faith with patience, it'll come to pass. And so people give up sometimes. A lot of times people give up on their healing, on their money, on their children, whatever it is. When you most want to say, nothing's happening and I don't have it, just zip your mouth and say, yes, I do. I have believed, I've received it. What you need to do when you pray is make believing you receive it so big. Write it down. Put it somewhere where you see it. I believe I've received my healing this day according to the Word of God. Write the scriptures down you use for it. Look at that. It's good to go to look at that every day and just reiterate what you've done and what you're believing for, and let patience just come on. Now, what do you do when you give up? Your patience is gone. And now the next thing, your faith will be gone because you'll be saying that you don't have it instead of what you do have it. And what do we learn from Mark 11? That you get what you say. What you consistently say is what you get. When you most want to say nothing's happening and I don't have it, you have to have patience. Patience is the answer. When people don't have any more patience and they don't exercise faith anymore, what happens? Well, you're back in the natural. Patience, patience, practice patience in everyday situations. Like, you know, everyday things, little things. Practice patience in little things like when you're getting dressed, a button comes off your dress and your shirt and you can't do this and you want to get exasperated and you want to say things that you don't want to say and you want to give up and old habits die hard, you know. And so you practice patience on the little things. And then on the big things, it'll be more natural for you. So when you find yourself exasperated, out of patience, we would say, correct it. It might not be anything that's important. You might be buttoning your shirt and the button come off. And you want to say something other than praise the Lord because you're late, things are in a rush. What do? You just take a deep breath and you thank you, Jesus, for patience. I'll just change this. I'll just do what it takes to not let it bother me. I'll get over it. I'll put another shirt on. I'm not going to let go of patience. You practice it in natural little things, and it'll be more ready to come to your rescue in the big things, the spiritual things. Patience grows by exercise. Take advantage of opportunities to exercise patience. Hallelujah. Here's some scriptures about patience. For the cheerful exercise of unlimited patience and perseverance, strength for the cheerful exercise. Don't get exasperated when things don't work. Just know this is an opportunity for patience. Hallelujah. And overcome it. Say, it's okay. I'll just fix it. I'll just do what it takes. Jesus said in Luke 2:19, and that I just said was Colossians 1:11 in the Berkeley translation. This is, Jesus said, in your patience possess ye your souls. In the force of patience, you take authority over your mind, your will, and your emotion, which is your soul. Your soul is not your spirit. Your spirit is you. That's really you. That's you. That's the born-again part of you. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So you possess your mind, your will, and your emotions with patience. You bring forth fruit with patience. And in that area of Scripture in Luke 6 or Luke 8, and talking about the fruit of the hundredfold return. The hundredfold return comes forth how? With patience. That means you have to stay with it. That means you put something in the bucket. You put $10 in the bucket and you say, all right, I believe for 100-fold. Well, don't quit believing. Just keep believing until it's manifest. So you bring forth fruit with patience. Tribulation works patience. Romans says that problem, situation, trouble works patience. When trouble comes, patience goes to work. Patience believes it, receives it. The answer done, the thing taken care of, and it does not give up. Patience, tribulation works patience. Patience works experience. Experience works hope, and hope makes not ashamed. That's Romans 5, 3 and 4. We wait with patience, Romans 6 says. We wait with patience. We don't give up. If the manifestation and the answer is not there, patience helps us hold steady until it is there. 2 Corinthians says in 6, verse 3 and 4, patience approves the ministers of God. As ministers of God, we should be patient if we want to be approved. And it says, the signs of the apostles were wrought among you in all patience. That's 2 Corinthians 12:12. So signs and wonders are worked through patience. They're wrought among you in all patience. Signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. Hallelujah. So patience is critical. 2 Timothy 3:10 says, you have known my long suffering. You have known my patience lives preach louder than words, Donald G. says. And that would be Paul. You have known my long suffering. Paul in 2 Timothy 4:2, we preach with patience. Pastors, you can't give up on that flock. I know it seems like sometimes they don't pay any attention, but what do? We keep preaching the truth. We keep preaching the truth. That truth will get in there somehow if we don't give up and we keep preaching. Ephesians 4:2 says, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. So patience helps us to walk in love. Who does it ever help us to walk in love? It's the way we walk in love. It keeps us from just popping somebody, you know, and just saying, hey, I've had it with you, zip. No. Love, long-suffering, patience helps us to forbear in love. So it brings unity. Patience will bring unity because it helps you and me not to retaliate, but to respond in love. And so we don't have fights and church splits and problems that are not a good testimony to the world. It's the way we walk worthy of our vocation. It says in Romans, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, we have hope. You know, without patience, you don't have hope. If you give up your patience, you don't have anything to undergird the faith, and the faith gives up. And so we don't have hope. There's nothing out there to help us if we don't have faith, and if we don't have patience, faith gives up. Glory to God. We've really got a win-win thing here if we'll just obey God. Through patience and comfort of the Scripture, we have hope. Romans 15:4. Colossians 1:9-11. Strengthened unto patience by His might with joy. Now that's a good Scripture. It's not just patience and, oh brother, help me. This is too much. I don't like this. No, we can have patience undergirded by the fruit of the Spirit, joy, love, joy, peace, patience. Joy undergirds that patience and makes it feel better. Helps us to put up with things. Causes us not to release unbelief and doubt, but to be patient. We are we put on patience as the elect of God. We put it on. We take it. All the fruit of the Spirit, we act on it. We take it. We take love. We act in love. Joy. We receive joy. The Bible says it's a fruit of the Spirit. I'm born again. It's in my spirit. Now I yield to joy. Love. We yield to love. If you're born again, love is in there. If you're born again, fruit is in there. It's a fruit of the newborn spirit. Hallelujah. We put on patience and all the fruit of the spirit. It prevents unloveliness. To put it on, to yield to it, in other words, it's in there, but to yield to it is really a decision of our will. I will forgive. I will be patient. I will walk in love. I will walk in joy. Joy is mine. Well, my circumstances might not be joyful, but I can be joyful. Glory to God. Because of what? Because of faith. I believe. Love. Oh, I tell you, we got it made if we'll just obey. Patience is tireless, long-suffering. This is the Amplified. And has the power to endure whatever comes. Get this. With good temper. Patience has the power to endure whatever comes with good temper. That's the Amplified Bible of Colossians 3:12. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 in the NIV says, be patient with everyone. That settles the issue. Everybody, no matter how big a jerk they are, we can be patient with them. We can walk in love. We can forgive. See how all those things work together? You are more powerful on the inside than you know. You have the power to forgive. That's a godly power. God has the power to forgive, and you have the power to forgive. Listen to this one. Through faith and patience. Faith's not enough. Faith has to have patience. We inherit the promises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have here read Hebrews 6:11 through 15. So I don't have time to read that, but you can do it in the NIV. We have need of patience that after we've done the will of God, we receive the promise. Keeps you from drawing back. And then it says in Hebrews 12:1, run the race with patience. That's the way we can win our race. That's the only way we can win our race is with patience. If we're moved by all the things out here that are said, that are done, the obstacles, the problems, we'll never finish the race. But Hebrews 12:1 says we run the race with patience. Be patient as unto the coming of the Lord. That would be right now. Be patient. Whatever situation you're in, lay hold of it with your faith. Undergird it with your patience. Don't give up. Keep your talk and your words in line with what you believe you receive, and you'll have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not be weary keeps us from being weary and well-doing, keeps us from fainting. 2 Peter says it makes our calling and election sure. And it says this in the Amplified Bible, God is extraordinarily patient. Oh, isn't he now? If you think it's hard for you to be patient, just think about how patient God's been with you. And we're to be like our Father. So we can do this. It's His patience that's put into us when we're born again. I'll be right back.
See how much you can grow in 3 days. Come to the 2009 Brisbane Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center, the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
I can listen to the tapes. I watch you on my own satellite TV, but you've got to be there. It's nothing like the real thing.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Let's apply today's offering day. Let's apply patience to our sowing and our receiving. You don't ever give up on a seed that you've planted. Moffat says this about patience. The long-suffering he, God, gives is a happy thing. It sings. Patience sings. Under trial, under pressure, patience sings. Don't you like that? That's the Moffat translation. He translates the passage, be patient cheerfully. The long suffering he gives is a happy thing. That's Colossians 1:9-11. It sings. So over your sowing, let's talk about your finances. Let's just apply this joy, the love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Let's apply it to your finances. And as we pray over your seed today, you sow that seed, and I'm going to believe God for you. I'm going to break the power of lack over your life. So get in it with me now. Decide if you don't have time to go get your offering and so on. Just decide what you're going to do, and I'm going to pray over your seed. Father, I pray over every person listening to my voice. I know there are people all over the world that are sowing seeds right now into this offering, and they need a spiritual breakthrough. They've been standing on a spiritual breakthrough, and I am coming right now into agreement with them for their finances to move forward. We set ourselves in agreement. We believe we receive it right now, that financial prosperity comes to the home of every person right now in Jesus' name. I pray over their seed. I receive that seed, Jesus, into your ministry. And I bless the giver. I bless the person. I bless the offering. I'm asking you, Lord, to increase them. Show them what to do to get out of debt. Show them what to do to increase. Show them where your will is for their lives. If their job is not where you want them to be, show them the best job that you have for them, Lord, and where it is and how to take advantage of it. I pray for our partners right now, Father, that you would bless them, that you would speak to them, that you would tell them what they need to know. I'm asking God right now for you to reveal His will to you for your life and the situation that you're facing right now, whether it's financial or whatever. We thank you, Lord. We believe it. I command blessing upon the seed. I command multiplication of the seed sown, and we sow in joy, and we reap the harvest. Hallelujah. When you sow, sow in joy. What makes you joyful? Because you know that there is a return. You give, and it shall be given unto you again. So you keep the flow going. You keep the blessing going. Ken and Creflo Dollar will be here next week. Don't miss that. Ken will be ministering at the Brisbane Victory Campaign tomorrow. And tomorrow is healing school. I'll be having healing school. Ken and I'll be praying for you. We're going to believe God with you. Come expecting. Remember this. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. The Copeland family is coming to see you in two new exciting meetings this year. Join them for the Blessing in Action, first in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th, then again in Kissimmee, Florida, December 3rd through 5th. You're invited to be a part of these all-new conferences featuring the next generation of the Copeland family. 7 dynamic speakers, 3 power-packed days. Build your faith, get direction for your life, and find the answers you've been looking for. The legacy continues with the Copeland Family Meetings.